This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Liquid Web. Save 33% off VPS hosting with code VPS33OFF.
Butcher Box. It's basically your meat for the month in a box. Get $10 off with code MMA Nuts.
Shave Mob.
Get a great shave. Save 10% off with code GWNETS23.
DentalPlans.com. Join a plan and save money off dental procedures. Save 10% off plus 3 free months with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 326.
326!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, I'm going to show by my fans, for my fans, for Walk the Line between serious and ridiculous.
Wanna? Ridiculous being the New England Patriots winning the Super Bowl yet again in glorious fashion. Tom Brady, greatest quarterback in all of NFL history. Five Super Bowls, all kinds of records. The man is unstoppable. They were, what, down 20 points or something?
25 points in the third quarter, if I recollect.
They showed us a stat, 93-0, our teams who are winning by a margin of 13 or more or something.
And no one's ever come back from being down by 10 points.
Ever. Now it's 93-1. The New England Patriots.
You know who a real winner of the Super Bowl was?
Who?
Lady Gaga, Ingo.
Thank you. Why is that, Matt?
Fucking halftime performance of a lifetime. Best performance ever. She fucking skydive through the dome on wires, drop down. Fuck it. Sang the whole show, ran around. Everything's choreographed. No lip syncing. Mm-hmm. What a champ. And then at the end, catches a pass and then drops into the end zone. I don't know.
Who knows?
Just falls off the screen. There goes Lady Gaga.
She looks like a lot of fun.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of fun.
What?
UFC Fight Night. Whatever. And hey, as we're talking about this recap, whatever happened to UFC having huge cards on Super Bowl weekend?
I don't know.
What happened to that?
There are no stars left, Matt. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Which exactly big
the
card
Korean
are we doing?
Zombie versus Dennis Bermudez!
Yes.
That's kind of sad when that's your top event or your main event.
Maybe they're tired. Maybe they figured they wouldn't compete. I don't know.
Well, it's on Saturday. They've done it a lot in the past. It was always Super Bowl weekend. It's going to be the biggest and baddest card of the year.
Yeah. Was it always in the same city? Or no?
Mm-mm.
No, right. I don't know. I mean, McGregor's out. Jones is out. Who's left? We got
Morales is retired.
Yeah. We don't have any big stars, Matt, so it's hard to put on a grand show without the big stars.
I think they blew it out in Brooklyn or in New York, Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm. Very possible. But let's talk about this main event. Quite one-sided it was. And this is the Korean Zombie coming back off of a long layoff stint in the Korean military, apparently.
Yeah. You got to do a mandatory 2 years.
That's right.
Injury.
Who?
The Korean Zombie.
Oh, yes.
So he was injured. And I guess apparently that injury, the rumor was it helped him, because when you go into the military over in Korea, they have to grade your body and your skills and assess you. And then based on that, depends what you can and can't do. And since he went in with a shoulder injury, he was rated lower. So he was actually didn't have to live in the base, had to live in his home, and still was able to train MMA.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Otherwise, he may not have been able to do all that.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly. This is a rumor out there.
Alleged. Okay.
That's right. So, I'll say this. I got to appreciate the man who comes out to Zombie, little cranberry action. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck Dennis Bermudez came out to.
Some wacky shit.
Bullshit.
I don't know.
Like, what are we doing? You got to come out to something we
know. Fast forward. I was like, what is this? I don't know.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
And then we get to the fight, and it looks like Bermudez, He rocked the Zombie a little bit early.
We just woke him up, Matt. That's all.
You don't want to hurt. It's like Chris Leben, right? You hit him and you
there he is.
Now it's go time. Yeah. I'm the Zombie. And Bermudez kept trying to work the takedown. Couldn't get it. Korean Zombie just walking him down, going, what? He's kind of Diaz him, like, what do you got? And then he clips him with that uppercut and hits him with a couple more shots on the ground.
Yep.
Bermudez thought it was an early stoppage. What'd you think?
I'm okay with it.
I think so. I don't think anything think it good. Done. It was done. I don't think anything else is coming from that. But yeah. Man, how? I don't understand how you're off 3.5 years and you look that awesome when you come back.
Cause he's the zombie.
I think the only other person was Dominic Cruz when he came back. Mm-hmm. He ran over somebody, Mizugaki.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Maybe.
Yes.
And he looked pretty good. I don't know, dude. It seems like some guys are able to deal with the ring rust, as they call it, and other guys are not.
He looked super calm when he came out, too. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah, another day at the office. Not a big deal. And he gave props to Dominic Cruz after the fight.
He did, huh?
He tweeted at him. He said, "The things you said in your press conference about ring rust really inspired me. Thank you."
Thank you.
Ooh, okay. So I don't know what's next for Korean Zombie, but... And damn, that's impressive. I like that. Good to see the man back.
Yeah.
Wish I had one of those Korean Zombie shirts. I never got one back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Come to think of it, I think I ordered one. I never got it.
Bastard.
Yeah. Was that with the purple, with the, like, teal like, color thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I ordered one. I never got it.
Weird. I think they had hats, too, if I remember. Hmm.
Son of a monkey. They might have new ones now, you know.
They might. So. Maybe, retro print.
We should make some and just sell them.
That's right. Fuck copyright.
Steal that shit.
Wait, shit. We'll copyright Korean Zombie. Done.
Oh, we could.
We can do whatever.
That would be some shit.
We'll challenge that. That's right. Because I am part Korean.
Which part?
I don't know.
Okay.
Never mind.
You don't want to say from the waist down.
No.
The Asian, you know, is the sip they say.
What?
Asians got tiny.
Well, it's like that. The fuck was that game I just sent you the other day? That Conan?
Oh, yeah.
Something or other?
Conan the Barbarian.
Some video game where.
It's a lot of nakedness.
Where they showed the slider because they can show. Apparently, they can show naked. They can show cock in there. And every race.
That's what I want out of a video game.
Well, you can make the cock bigger. Oh, Jesus. Well, it's only longer. You can't make it girthier. But apparently. The black man's default is like 3 times the size of every other race in that game.
So racist. It's a misnomer, Matt.
So racist.
What?
I don't know. I was waiting for awkward silence. So what else back to this card? There was a 210 pounder heavyweight fighting I think it was 256 pound heavyweight, knocked him out.
Nice.
So he took the fight on 2 weeks' notice, and he's going to go back to 205 for his next fight.
Okay.
Forgot the name. That's what happens in the heavyweight division.
Yes. Curtis Blades from Chicago, one-man wrecking machine.
Mm-hmm.
Used to train under Comprito here and there. Looks like the heavyweight division's got some young talent that could potentially shake things up. Be interesting.
They need it.
Well, yeah, it'll be interesting. And he's young. I think he's in his 20s. So he's kind of young to be a heavyweight.
You need to be at least 36.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where he ends up, but I don't know. It's the old guard is starting to get old, you know? So mm-hmm. Let's see.
And then Felice Herrera got a win.
Mm. That's right. She did.
Ovince St. Preux lost.
Again?
John Jones. Mm-hmm. And I think that was about it. That's all I got.
That's it? All right. Moving on to news.
Let's talk UFC 208 real
quick.
Oh,
no.
Well, we're not going to talk about who's going to win or lose, but I just want to say the main card for UFC 208 is Holly Holm versus Jermaine Durandamy, Anderson Silva versus Derek Brunson, Renato Jacare Souza versus Tim Boach, Glover Teixeira versus Jared Cannonier, and Dustin Poirier versus Jim Miller. That being said... How many pay-per-view buys do you think UFC 208 does?
I was just thinking that. I am going to say, when is that? Oh, that's next weekend.
It's next weekend. Still debating whether we're going to watch it. I don't know.
Where is this? Is this in New York?
I don't know if this is it's Brooklyn
the
card.
Yeah, it is. Brooklyn. Okay. Look at that, the card. I'm going to go ahead and say 350,000.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second.
You're going that big?
Anderson Silva. I changed my prediction to 700,000.
Jesus Christ.
It's Anderson Silva.
I think you're out of your mind.
Anderson the Spider.
I think you're so crazy. I'm going to say 250,000 at best.
It's Anderson
main
Silva.
Main event drives the card. No He's way. Not the main event. He's fighting fucking Derek Brunson, right?
Yes. Yeah, but it's a title fight. They got to put it first.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Fucking, who the shit wants to watch Holly Holm versus someone I don't even know? Does not matter. The division we created for Chris Cyborg, that Chris Cyborg is not even fighting, and we still don't even know what's going to happen with her.
Do you know what my pick for fight of the card is?
Poirier versus Miller.
Thank you. Yes. And that is that even on
that
the main
should
card?
Be the main event. That's its fight out of all those that I'm most excited to watch. And it's the fucking bottom.
Are they even on the pay-per-view? Are they going to be in the fight?
No, they're actually on the main card. Thank God. Okay. Not doing that bullshit. I hate that shit where they don't put a good card or a good fight at the entry point of the main event. They want to put it as like you're saying, like let's put it on the fight pass prelims or let's make it the first show on Fox.
Get people excited.
Right. To add to the pay-per-view. People, I don't give a fuck what's on Fox Sports 1 or the goddamn internet. Whatever the main card is, that's what I'm paying for. The better fights you put on there, the better chance you have to sell more. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Put everything there.
Yes. Poirier vs. Jim Miller, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to take Poirier in that for some reason. I'm feeling Poirier. Although, I think it's going to be a war. Three-round
war. He's hit or miss, though. Poirier.
Yeah. I think it's a decision fight, and it's going to be tough, tough fight. People are going to get knocked down. There's going to be some ground action.
I think he's getting submitted.
You think?
Who? I don't know. Poirier. I think he's getting submitted. All right. Moving to some news. What do you got?
Okay. I wanted to show this to you earlier, but here we have. Have you seen this? Sage Northcutt.
Yeah.
And Max Holloway at the fucking Houston, was it Rockets?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're hanging out, talking to the camera. It's the mascot bugging him. He's got like a black belt on. He's all, is a mouse. What is it? I don't know, bear. So he grabs the gloves. And then Holloway is like, oh, no, you did it. I got my gold shirt. Bam! Knocks him out of the ground and pound from Sage Northcutt. And it's all done. I like it. I really do.
Well, Joanna and Jacek's beat the shit out of not one, but two mascots now. So why do the UFC fighters or does the UFC have a grudge against all the NBA mascots?
I think it's just for fun. It's funsies.
No, it's racist.
Is bam.
He got all that one.
He did.
But Joanna didn't get all of hers. No. Is this the WME influence? Because they're all over the sporting events now.
Yeah, I think it's a cross thing, cross promotion. Well, I didn't watch the Super Bowl really. Did you see any MMA ads or anything cross?
No, I saw Tyron Woodley tweeting out because he was sitting next to Dana White and someone else and saying, this isn't quite over yet. The fourth quarter, New England still has a chance.
Wait a minute. The black man was next to the white man who said that he was always being racized against?
He's been the worst treated champion in UFC history, sitting in pretty fucking good seats at the Super Bowl. So it begs the question, is it because he raised the stink saying he was worst rated champion?
Could be.
And now that's why he's there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or Dana's like, shut up.
Shut your pie hole.
Take the seat and shut up.
That's right. Tweet something out.
You keep talking, put
Maybe
my cock in your mouth.
Doing something.
Then you can say it's racist.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's right.
I'll stop there.
Move right along. Please. Let's see. So let's, as we're talking about Dana White, apparently Dana offered Nick Diaz to fight Masvidal.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. Damian Maia. I don't know. My shit's all fucked up. Either Damian Maia.
Yes, you got it right. Masvidal was offered to Damian Maia, and Damian didn't want to take that fight. He didn't think that was a good move for him.
No.
But they never even rejected it, and then Dana got on social media talking shit about Damian or something. So Damian made this huge, long-ass post.
Yeah.
It's like a whole fucking Bible verse.
And then there's a couple questions. So one, is Damian ever going to get a title shot?
No. I firmly believe the man will never get a title shot. I don't know what the problem is with him, but I don't think they want this guy as a champion.
But again, it goes back to, why don't you want someone who's very respectful? He's like a GSP in that regard.
Sure.
A true martial artist. Why don't you want that as a champion?
I think they're afraid of him. I think they're afraid that if he gets the belt, it's going to be it's like a boring kind of a champ type thing, and they need flash and excitement.
But he's finishing people. I get it if he was decisioning. He's finishing again.
It's jiu-jitsu, though. They don't care about
jiu-jitsu. How did the UFC start?
They don't give a shit. Look how they're ending.
Well, it's Gracie, jiu-jitsu, right?
They shit all over everything.
No.
It's all about the monies. They want the WWE action. Damian's not vocal enough. I think Damian just turned heel.
Well, that's the next question I was going to ask. At what point does he just start, motherfuck everybody, fuck you, I'm going to kill people.
He's like, I will kill you. Yeah. I'm going to kill
you. This works for Barely. Let me test this one out.
See if he can do it.
Maybe we need to handle Maya's PR for
David, let's
we got
come
some ideas
you.
For
I got
you.
Some things for
Here's
you,
what
man.
You need to
let's
do.
Let's pull your cock out.
Here, take this flashlight. We'll just shut the lights off. Now you're going to talk some crazy. You remember what Anderson Silva said to you in Portuguese?
Yes.
When you were fighting him in Brazil and he wouldn't tell us? But we know what was said.
Oh, I recently watched that fight back like maybe 2 weeks ago. For some reason, I was on YouTube or something. I forgot. And I forgot, like, he was actually doing all right in the fourth round against Anderson.
Anderson was running away.
Yeah, he, because he was tired.
Yes.
And Damian was like, oh, here's my chance. But he couldn't get to him. And it would have been an interesting thing had they actually decided. He probably could have dragged him down and finished his ass.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, Damian's had a rough road. I don't see this happening.
Maybe it's a grudge from that fight still. But that fight was not Damian's fault.
They blame him for that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think if that was the title shot, right? Mm-hmm. And you're the UFC, like, oh, fuck that guy, never again. Fuck
was that
Anderson
in Saudi Arabia
Sopa.
Or whatever?
It was in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, with BJ Penn was on the card too, with Frankie Edgar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, that was some shit.
Yep.
We'll see. I hope Damian gets his shot, but
I feel like he won't. He'd say he's going to sit and wait, see what happens after this.
Why not?
Because I actually like both those matchups, Maya versus Woodley or Maya versus Thompson.
I like his chances versus Woodley better, but yes.
I like his chances against both, actually, yeah. I think he beats both. I think he beats anybody at 170. And I don't want to see him fight anybody else.
No.
The only other caveat was the GSP. If GSP would... I wish they would just be straight up with the man and say, listen, Damian, you're not going to get the fucking title shot. And then he could just say, fine, okay, I want GSP. I want Nick Diaz.
Go for the monies.
I want Nate Diaz. Something. Just tell the man where he stands. Don't tell him you're going to get a title shot and not give it to him. Be straight up. Apparently, the UFC can't do that for some reason.
Ever.
Yeah.
No chance.
What else you got?
All right, I'll keep it light. CM Punk looking for a fight again. What do you think about that?
Well, I like it because Jason Ellis has been lobbying to get the fight against CM Punk.
Isn't he the one who just got KO'd?
No, he's like the radio guy, former skateboarder. He does little boxing matches. He's the one who did that Shane Carwin thing with his...
Carwin
had his arm duct taped behind his back, and he still knocked Jason out with one hand.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just got KO'd, right? Yeah.
Recently, yes.
Is he allowed to fight?
Why not?
Is this a UFC fight?
Yes, but I mean, I'm actually okay with that fight because if you're going to have someone fight CM Punk, you can't have a current UFC fighter. We already saw the guy had two fights or three fights, whatever, Mickey Gall, and just railroaded him.
Dude, that's what you do. You have him fight a boxer. Have him fight James Toney or something.
No, that ain't going to work out any better. The best fight, skill-wise, would be Jason Ellis because he's got a little bit of training in there. And they're probably at the same level and a little bit of fame on each side. So that would be a pretty competitive match, actually.
Okay.
Why not? I say do it. Do it.
All right, I got one more for you.
Go ahead.
Well, maybe two. But here, this is what I was talking to you about. Oh, no.
What?
Come on, don't do this to me. The website is freaking out.
Chaka Khan!
Oh, here it goes. So, Thursday, there was a fight where we got a clear situation where we have a choke happening, okay? And this is Sergio Quinones versus Castle Williams on the Tai Chi Palace fights. As you can see, he's got this choke sunken pretty deep. Looks like a Darce choke of some style. Okay, look, he's done here.
Maybe he thinks he's professional wrestler.
We're not stopping the fight yet. Okay,
I saw him pick the arm up and drop it.
Carry on, just making sure.
Check it twice.
Oh, okay, he's done. I mean, there's a good like 6, 7, 8, 9 seconds in between here. My question to you is when is this shit going to stop? Because clearly the referee has no idea what he's watching. Why is that, Matt?
Probably because he has no fucking jiu-jitsu training. He's probably a boxing ref.
Do you see a problem with this since this is an MMA fight?
The guy's face isn't blue. If the guy's face is blue, we'd have a problem. I'd say you choke them until they're blue.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of brain damage this caused, but...
None.
Zero.
Chokes cause no brain damage. But every time I get choked, my throat hurts for like a while.
Yes.
I don't know what that's about.
Can you
about.
Sing first?
I volunteered for that one.
Yes, you did.
It's better to volunteer than get chosen. I know that.
Craziness.
You got anything else?
I have one more if you want to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, did you see this fight? Sportsmanship. Guy throws a punch. Oh, dislocates his arm in the process.
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah. The opponent resets it for him.
Oh, what happened? YouTube's got. Yeah. He resets it for him, and then they fight on. So, I think.
Here, let me help you.
Well, yeah. Bam. Oh, he's like, hey, thanks, man. It's all good. All right, let's do this.
Fight on, they say.
So, thank you so much.
That technically should not be legal.
It happened in Germany, so it's kind of like, hey, whatever. But
the U.S. ain't
fine. It was kickboxing, so no blood, no foul. But I have to say, what would have happened if that dude knocked that other dude out? Wouldn't he be pissed at himself?
Probably. I thought Pettis broke an arm or something and then head kicked the dude before he was in the UFC and knocked him out cold.
Sounds right.
I mean, it happens, but. It's good sportsmanship right there. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this. Man, you want to see who's a better man. You don't want to win because of a bullshit dislocated shoulder.
Good point.
I don't want to win that way. I want to knock that fucker out, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Let's see. Mayhem Miller acquitted in his domestic violence case.
Oh, boy.
It says Miller testified in court that his ex tried to hit him with a choke that he taught her. But she couldn't execute the move because her legwork was sloppy.
Nice.
He also claimed the two had a very bizarre and kinky sex life involving threesomes, golden showers, choking, and more.
Okay.
And it says Miller argued that he was the real victim who was simply stuck defending himself from a trained fighter with a violent streak. And the jury bought it. So is this a wacky person, or is this CTE when we're talking about mayhem?
I think you got both. I think the CTE just made the crazy worse.
Yeah,
he's definitely crazy before.
You remember that HBO interview when he's doing the real sports?
He's like hitting a bong. Like you got the guy sitting there all day, just like, no, I'm not done yet. And yes, it was amazing. And the fact they picked that guy. There's a million other people they could have
interviewed. Well, because they're trying to make MMA look like the worst sport ever.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Did not.
I think they won an award for that segment,
They certainly
too.
Did.
Assholes. There was a rumor that Michael Venom Page was going to fight Paul Daly. Apparently that one's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It would have been a good fight. I don't know what the...
I would have liked that.
Details are, I feel like Venom Page needs to be pushed and... Paul Daly seems like the right speed to push him at. Because you don't want to Rory McDonald, really, either of those guys right now.
No.
Josh Koscheck, I know, is going to fight soon. Or you do that Koscheck-Daly rematch, and maybe Daly can get another late blow in and then gets kicked out of Bellator for life. Then what do you got to do?
Yeah. Still banned from the UFC after all this time.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
No leeway for hitting the ref, I guess.
No gray area?
No.
Vitor Belfort says, prostitutes have unions. Why not MMA?
Two questions.
Yeah.
Number one, how does he know that?
Because he's a world traveler. He is a man of many places.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the world's most interesting man. I'm not sure.
Could be. Number two, what the fuck's going on with the unions? Because we had a lot of noise in the fall about multiples, and now we have heard nothing.
We have too many, too much chaos, none of them working together. There's no synergy. And that's a problem, Ingo.
Mm.
That's a problem, right?
We need a... Yes. It is a problem because... What I mean, maybe they're doing something, but it doesn't seem like so.
No, I think that one's gonna shut down. I think the Jeff Boris backed one said, I think by March, if he didn't have X amount of signatures, and I think it was Lucas Middlebrook that tweeted out that in May they're having that huge fighter summit again where everybody's gonna be in Vegas. And he said, hey, that'd be a perfect time for one of you unions to get all your signature cards.
Yeah.
Everybody's together in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is, hey, speaking of everybody's leaving, let me talk to you about unions.
Stand at the airport as the people come in.
No, I'd be like right outside the conference area.
Okay.
You just taking a break? Let me talk to you about unions. Here, read this literature. Read this literature. Sign this. Sign this. Let's get it done. Someone's got to make it happen.
Are you saying we should go to Vegas and make this happen?
No. That's not our fight. I'll support it. But Conor McGregor needs to step up.
Ah.
He is. You want to start your own fight promotion? Form a union.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I have, I'll give you a random USADA fact.
Ooh.
USADA collected 233 gallons of urine in 2016.
Ew.
So my question is, what are they going to do with all that piss?
Drink it.
Well, I think they're going to feed supplements to Lyoto Machida for the next year.
Ah.
Since he doesn't know what he can or cannot take.
Aren't they storing all this stuff too?
Yeah.
Wow.
They like to catch everybody at all cost.
Hmm.
I'm going to come back 17 years later and taint you and strip you of everything. Like,
piss.
Who's that?
Lance Armstrong?
Usain Bolt just had a medal stripped because one of his partners on one of the relays tested positive for something.
Whoa.
So they stripped that gold medal from him.
That sucks.
Yeah. Everybody's on something. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along. Pass the nuts.
Yeah.
Jared Christensen asks, Andre Arlovsky is the number 10 ranked heavyweight in the UFC. Even after losing four non-competitive fights in a row,
yes,
obviously this indicates just how pathetic the division is now. What can be done to change it?
I think you could certainly,
triple the pay for heavyweights. Because the problem is...
Mm.
All the other sports pay so much more, and if you're a big man, you're probably going to be playing... Big man that's athletic, probably going to be playing football.
You want the heavyweights making the most money.
They should be. Pay should be based on weight. Sorry, Mighty Mouse. You're just going to get fucked.
Okay.
You're already fucked.
I'll be a heavyweight soon.
Yeah.
5'4", 300 pounds.
That's fine. As long as you can throw bombs.
Just like bowl him down.
Stand a bag.
Wow. Yeah. Making 40 grand is not really worth it.
You can make half a million in the NFL, and even if you're on a practice squad, I'd imagine you're probably making $300,000.
Yeah, I think the league minimum is higher than that.
The league minimum for all the sports is damn near half a million, except for, you know, comparing it to MMA, and these guys aren't making half a million.
No.
They're probably training more than any other sport there is.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of years as some guys start to transition over. If they're successful, yeah, I think if the competition level goes up and more guys are successful from other sports, it'll increase the interest. But perhaps the other thing I was thinking is if they make it more spectacle at the heavyweight division, so it's more of which draws more interest. So they make it, I don't know, like David Goliath kind of like, you know.
Well, we kind of had that with that 205er versus a 250 or 210 versus 250 something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in for that. Or bring in the freak show. You want to do like Shaq? I don't know.
Yeah.
He was at the event and they're like, let's just keep rolling him out. Oh, look at Shaq and Felice Herrig standing next to each other. What the fuck? Why do we got to keep doing this to Shaq?
He's
in the background between Brian Stan and John Anik. like pretend he's fighting. And then Stan's like trying not to laugh, and he's gonna call him out. Fucking Shaq's behind us, jacking off or something. Like, what did he do? Shaq should have just came up and just laid his cock on Stan's shoulder.
There you go.
Oh my God!
Or just manhandle Felice like 300 pounds.
She's literally
difference.
Half the size of the man.
Right. Like a 300 pound weight difference.
Like, well, speaking of my dicks, right there.
Yes.
Literally right there. Mm-hmm. Cody Burgess asks, what are five dream matches that never happened? You got to go Cyborg versus Rousey. That one I want.
Top of the list, GSP Anderson Silva.
Yep. Lesnar Fedor.
Oh, yeah. In their prime?
When they're prime, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You got...
GSP. Did you say GSP or Anderson or John Jones versus
I said
Anderson?
GSP Anderson or John Jones Anderson. It's a good one, too. That's four. What would be another one? Thinking. Heavyweights.
Royce Gracie, Ken Shamrock 5. Tim Sylvia, Andre Arlovsky 7.
Yes, just keep letting them fight. Fuck it. Every card they fight.
Every weekend.
Just go at it.
Joy.
Yeah. I kind of would have liked to see Cain Velasquez Fedor too, for some reason.
Cain Velasquez, John Jones, prime.
Yeah, that too. Daniel Cormier, John Jones, too.
it's supposed to happen. Happening. John's supposed to get the next title shot when he comes off of suspension.
Right.
So, let's see. Moving right along. Jeff Ellsbury asks, if Matt and Ingo had a boxing match on hoverboards, who would win?
The hoverboards.
Yeah. I see a broken spine neck and or scrotum.
Hoverboards, that would not be good. You ever see, like...
they might burst into flames. Because literally, I think we're going to fuck ourselves up before we hit each other.
Oh, I'm dead.
I don't even want to try that. Maybe 5 years ago, we would have tried that. Yeah. I don't see a good outcome.
I get cautious now, more so than ever, because I'm afraid. I'm, like, getting brittle. You know, before I jump on some stuff, jump on a skateboard, whatever. But now I'm like, all right, I gotta make sure I have pads.
I know my back is fucked up. I can't even, like, I try to do heavy bag work the other day, and every time I do it, my back is just fucked up for weeks.
Really?
Yeah, I can't even do that anymore. It's frustrating.
The impact, kind of just
the twist, joint. All the twisting, and I mean, I only went 70%, and I was literally 3 weeks fucked up my back, like. Frustrating. The thing you love to do the most, you can't do anymore.
Yeah. Maybe you go 50%, 40.
Well, I figured can I at least do 70? I figure 70 is the safe. I'm trying to play the Johnny Hendrix on a heavy bag. I couldn't even do that, for fuck's sake.
You gotta eat more cheeseburgers.
Maybe. That's the trick. The Baconators, right? Mm-hmm. I won't be 185. I'm 210, goddammit.
Jeez.
God damn it.
I weigh 185. That's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you're like bigger than ever, aren't you?
No.
Huge.
No, I was like a lot bigger in the past. Like 228.
Oh,
so but that was also juiced out of my mind.
It's like
I was juiced to the tits back then.
Yeah.
Johnny A. Utah. Hey Utah, give me two. He asked, do you think Holm beats Cyborg when she wins the title?
No. I think it's going to be a one-sided destruction of... I'm picturing Cyborg versus Gina Carano, too.
Oof.
Maybe worse, because Gina gave her a fight for a minute.
Gina mounted her, too.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple times.
I think Holm...
It's just crazy.
Gets run over. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, I think Holm ran away from that fight, from what I remember. Like, whoa, we don't want Cyborg to fight Holm. If they do, 138 pounds. Oh, now all of a sudden you can magically make 145 for her because you're gonna fight someone we don't know.
Yep.
Yeah. Also asked, do you think she beats Nunes if they eventually meet? Holm versus Nunes.
That's interesting to me. I don't know.
It's a toss-up. I think it's a 50-50.
Yeah.
I got to pick one. Probably going to go with Nunes.
I'm going to take Holm.
Okay. And he also asked, what about the Joanna champion versus Andrade matchup, which is now confirmed by Dana.
Yeah, it's not moving the needle for me.
You know, I think it's, you know, it's the lighter weight class again. Yeah. Like 115 is 115 women is like 125 men. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. You're 4 foot two and 100. You are smaller than my 15-year-old daughter. But when my daughter was 13, you were still smaller. I can't fucking respect that.
I would let her beat me up though.
Who?
Either one.
Okay.
Take a little smack around a little bit.
Something. Oh, you're going to go the Mayhem Miller route of choking, pissing. And...
I don't know about pissing.
That's a little, I don't know.
That's taking it a little far. But, you know, it can. I can see how that can happen. And then, like, once it happens once, like, maybe then it's just, like, becomes normal.
Is that happened in a bedroom or is it happened in a bathroom?
Probably yes.
Yes. I can see it if you're in a shower. I mean, everything's going down anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I'm trying to picture a scenario where I'm like, go ahead and just piss on me.
Okay, here's what I...
Maybe if I'm... here it is. We're camping, all right? We're in a sleeping bag. It's like pouring rain, and we're so cold, it's shivering, we're going to die. Then right. I'm like, go ahead and just piss on me. Please, just warm me up for a minute.
But I don't know.
Otherwise, I don't know.
I feel like it's a first date kind of thing. All right, here's my deal.
Yeah, okay.
I like to piss on chicks. You're either in or you're out.
Exactly. Okay.
And then you'll know where you stand.
Good way to like.
I'm in. Okay. Great.
The scary thing about the first date, if the girl was to be in, that means she's probably way more freaky than that. You might be in big trouble.
No, you might be in really good times.
I'm trying to picture a scenario where I'm having fun when I'm getting
pissed
on. Okay.
She also is super loaded with money.
Oh, that helps.
And she likes to do lots of stuff.
Okay.
Lots of stuff.
Okay.
She likes to scissor fight.
I'm listening. She's just wild and crazy.
Yes.
And rich.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's lots of women out there just like that.
Totally. Totally.
Just lining up.
Goddamn right.
Okay.
Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time! Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather save the life of a starving African child that you will never meet or have an actual working lightsaber?
That's not really a question. That's not even a fair question.
I know.
Are you kidding me? It's a lightsaber,
yeah,
dude.
Goddamn right. Fuck that.
I can do both somehow, but I'm sorry, little kid. It's a fucking lightsaber.
I will kill that little kid with a lightsaber. I will save his life by slicing him off.
The universe will fuck you, though, because you'll chop your own limb off with that thing. Cause you're like,
I know.
Should have saved the
so
kid,
dangerous.
You stupid asshole, selfish prick.
No, that kid's going to die anyway. Who am I to... Maybe. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Wedding.
Well, my funeral, I don't give a fuck because I'm dead. A wedding is a lot better. You have a lot of people and you have a lot of fun. Would you rather go back in time and meet your ancestors pre-1800s or go way back into the future and meet your great-grandchildren post-2200?
I want to go in the future.
Why?
I'd like to see what's going to happen. What already happened, I don't really care that much about.
I'd like to go to the past.
Yeah, why?
Because I had, like, when I traced my family tree back, it went to, I think, Wales and some kind of kings and queens type shit. I want to see what was actually there.
They'll probably
there.
Be pissing on each other.
They might be pissing on each other. Might be 223 gallons of piss and more cum.
See, there's a theme.
Might be
of the
a
show.
Real party.
It's coming.
Someone
up.
Might be decapitated. There might be. My man might be the king of a fucking Providence and chopping heads off of bitches.
Maybe.
He might have a head collection for all I know. I want to know where I came from.
In a jar? Jars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm going. I think I want to see where I came from.
Okay.
And last question. Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
WWE edition. Hang on.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
We got Eve Torres, Marisa Olay, and Melina Perez. So we'll start with Eve Torres, married to Halleck Gracie, I believe.
Not bad.
Or Henner Gracie, one of the fucking Gracies.
A little skinny guy.
And then we got Maurice here. Mm-hmm. And then Melina Perez.
Jeez. Okay. The blonde's got to go. Gotta shoot her. I'm out. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking...
So you got between her...
Yeah, it's a tough decision.
Her.
I think we're going to fuck this one. Melina Perez and marry the other one. Eve Torres.
Kind of with you. I think I'm marrying Eve Torres. I'm killing Melina, and I am fucking...
There you go.
Maurice.
The blonde.
Yeah. Why not? That's a one-timer for sure. Oh, sure.
Best 30 seconds of her life.
At least. Fuck her twice. What?
There you go. Nice. I'll be here all night.
Yeah, damn right. Knowledge. You got anything for knowledge?
I do not, Matt. I do not. Do you have
I got something. I got to get my phone out. It's a little video action. There's a Game of Thrones guy. I forgot what his name is. Thor Bjornsson.
Okay.
He is blowing it out with a 455-pound log lift over his head.
What? Is that the big guy?
Yeah. Now you're fucking going ape shit in the background, by the way. That was pretty easy, which is kind of frightening. 455. Boom. Just going apeshit.
Turning purple. Jesus Christ. That is a lot of weight.
Remember, I know. Remember when he was fucking around with Conor McGregor and Conor was just like lighting him up? And then that guy was gassed out after a minute. It was the same thing with Marius Pujanowski. Mm-hmm. Alright, fight Tim Sylvia and. Pretty much every one of Pujanowski's fights, he just turns purple. It's fucked. Yep.
It's the
like
difference
cock,
in,
you know, like,
cardio style. This guy's got a lot of power he can harness into one.
In like 10 seconds of cardio.
Yeah, not the same
thing.
Just
avoid him for about a minute. And then,
you're good.
And what? The little man will beat the big man.
Usually, if you can run away.
You gotta gas him out. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
That's it. Shut down.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Hey, Griffith.
Next time. Playing.